hearts in prayer. Lord, we have assembled together in thy presence here. We find ourselves around thy word, and we give thee thanks for this opportunity. And pray, Lord, as we open thy word, for a blessing upon each one of us. Lord, as we read and meditate upon thy truth, so Lord, empower us and give us, O Lord, as we submit ourselves unto thee and the power of thy word, which we have just sung, that through this word we are given new power from thee, O Lord. So we pray for that, that each one of us would receive a blessing from thee in this evening. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear ones, for this evening's reading, I desire to turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 5, and I'd like to begin with verse number 19. Gospel of John, chapter 5, beginning with verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that hath sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. And shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another man shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? May God bless our reading. The prayer went out, we all prayed together and asked that whenever we would feel proud in any way, that the Lord would humble us. So what does it take for a man to see himself as proud? The Pharisees that are here speaking to Christ are full of pride, and they don't see it. They don't see it at all, and the reason they don't see it is because they don't see Christ. They don't know him. And so outside of knowing Jesus Christ, a man cannot see himself as proud. So if we think about the cross, if we think about Christ on Golgotha, the cross has to humble us. Because if we see our Lord on Golgotha, that has to humble us. Where then is there room for pride? So you see, when there is pride in our hearts, it's because we're not at the cross. And so when we are humbled at the cross, we are sustained by the resurrection power of Christ. So we are sustained in our life through his death, we are given life, and through his resurrection, we are sustained. And then we can look forward to that moment when he will return. Our eyes can be fixed upon the heavens, speaking spiritually. Our eyes are fixed on the heavens, waiting for his return. The words of Christ here are quite striking, I think, if we read. And my thought is, we read this chapter not long ago in a morning Bible study Friday, and these verses really stayed with me, especially where Jesus tells the Pharisees, he says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And so, and you will not come unto me that you might have life." So if they're not coming to him that they might have life, they think they're alive. They think they have life. He's telling them, you're dead. You're dead. And you don't have life. But in order to have life, you need to come to me. So he's telling them, search the Scriptures, because it's the only place that you can find me. But here are the Pharisees who have searched the Scriptures. So they searched the Scriptures, and yet they completely missed Jesus Christ, the Messiah. They knew by heart Moses. In the verse it says, the coming of the prophet, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. They knew that. They knew the words that Moses had written, but they totally bypassed and missed the Messiah in their study of the Scripture. And so my thought is, can we as Christians, go through life and miss him we miss him. Because, you know, we can search the scriptures as the Pharisees did. They created a law unto themselves. And their oral law was much stricter than God's law. That's what they thought, because they totally missed Jesus. And so man can invent things in his own mind of what it means to be holy and miss Christ entirely. And in missing him, there's no life. There's no life outside of Christ. And Apostle Paul says to the Corinthians, he says, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So, with our face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, where will we see the glory of the Lord? Where will we search in order to be able to find him? And it is only in searching in the scriptures that we find him. And when we find him, our sanctification, our life, our service, our strength is in his resurrection to change us into that same image of Jesus Christ. And so, do we really know Jesus? Or do we not know him? We know of him, but do we know him? Because to know him, we are changed into that image. And so now, let's erase all of what I think it means to be a Christian. Let's erase all that stuff from our thought, because the Jews had an oral law that was very strict and void of everything spiritual. And so, is our life full of obedience to something, but there's no spirituality in that obedience? Because we're missing Jesus. We don't know him. Because Jesus says in this same gospel, he says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. This is my commandment. So if we just consider that one commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, I think if we truly just studied that in light of all of our relationships, we will know whether we have searched the scriptures and found Christ, or are we living a Christian life without Christ. Through that one commandment, I give a commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. Jesus here is speaking. He had just healed a man at the pool of Bethesda, and there's a big controversy about that healing because it was done on the Sabbath day. But later on, where we pick up this reading here, Jesus says he's showing them. Now, up to this point, he has not yet raised anyone from the dead that we have an account of. But he says, as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, or giveth them life, even so the Son quickeneth or gives life to whom he will. So he is saying here that as a man, he's the Son of Man. As a man, he is no more than a man. And yet, as God, he is no less than God. Because he says, as Even so, the Son quickeneth whom he will. So he is claiming. He is claiming that he gives life as God does. Yet he is a man. So he's saying here, he is equally God and man at the same time. And so he says here that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which has sent him. And he goes on and he says, he's speaking of the Pharisees who receive honor one from another. He says, I don't receive honor, or I have not come, he says here, if you're not honoring me, if you're honoring one another and not honoring me, he that honoreth not the Son does not honor the Father. And so these men were thinking that they are serving God. He's saying, you're not honoring God because you're not honoring me. So when we think about our life as believers, if we say that we are honoring God, and yet the life of Jesus Christ, we are not being changed into his image, meaning that we love one another as Christ had loved us, meaning that our lives are being changed into him, meaning we are walking step for step with Christ our Savior. That means I'm not looking to see how far I can stretch. The law of God is not something that is not alive to me. The law of God is Christ himself to me, because he is perfect. And he says, learn of me. And so do we search the scriptures, dear ones, looking for our salvation, and we miss Christ entirely. A Christian would never give a liberty to himself in any way. He would never give himself a liberty of any kind, because he wouldn't see that. He wouldn't find that when he searches the scriptures and finds Christ there. He would never look for a time in which he can bypass the law of God, or to consider sin as something as just, you know, like when we are speeding, if we go 70 and the speed limit is 60, we broke a law. Ho hum, we broke a law. Okay, we're going to get a ticket in the mail. Maybe if we get caught on the cameras, we get a ticket in the mail, and we pay the bill. We broke a law. We can't treat God's law as just breaking the law, because that's Christ. We've looked upon him and did not honor him. So this isn't just about, well, I broke a law. I broke the law of God. I dishonored the Son. And I'm going to be okay with that? How? And still call myself a Christian who knows Jesus? No. Just as the Jews had missed him entirely, Christendom is also very capable to miss him entirely. And so when Christ is speaking here, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Jesus is speaking here of his return, but he's also speaking to you today, my dear friends, who do not know him yet. When you hear the voice of the Son of God, and that voice can be heard as you sit in a sermon. That voice can be heard when a thought of Jesus comes to you during the day. Maybe you're tempted with something and your conscience is telling you no. And you overrule your conscience. You didn't obey him. You heard the voice, but you disregard it. So you're not holding on to that voice. But when you hear the voice of God as you search him out, when he speaks to you and you search him, it says he will give you life. He will quicken you. And whatever Jesus did, he didn't, you know, when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he didn't do what Elijah and Elias did. He didn't do what the apostles did. Why stand you here and marvel? As if we have done this by our own power. Jesus never discounted that power from himself. He says, the Son will give life to whom he will. And so, he says, as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. And he says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. And we sang that hymn this past Sunday night. Come to judgment. Come to judgment. At the throne of God up here. So there's nothing left when we hear the voice. The hour is coming. Don't marvel. In which all that are in the grave, they will hear the voice. And they will come forth. But they come forth now to receive a sentence. And the sentence is, you've done good, meaning you've known the Savior. You've known him. You were humbled at the cross. You were brought low. And in that humility, in that recognition of the depravity of self and man, you were humbled and you were baptized in the death of Christ, and you were resurrected with Christ into the newness of life. The verse that I think it was just quoted this past Sunday also, one of verses which he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is new. Are you a new person? Being in Christ, are you a new person? How? Oh, well, I don't do certain things. Well, are you just a looker of a law? Or do you have the peace and contentment that comes in loving our Lord? He says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. There's nothing in my life that is followed as it was in the past. Everything's become new. Why? Because now I know Jesus. I searched the scriptures and I found him. And now I know him. And everything has become new. I'm no longer the person that I used to be. Those things are passed away. Any pride, any hatred, any look at me, look what I have, look how I dress, look at me, those things have to pass away. Because if they don't, then I don't know him. I'm like the Jew who thinks I'm worshiping God and I don't even know him. They're claiming Moses. He says, you don't know Moses. Because if you were to believe Moses, you to believe me. And so God gave us his Son to learn of him. And so if we search the scriptures and pass him by, he says, you're going to hear the voice come to judgment at the throne of God appear. And those that have done good, those that have known Jesus, come unto the resurrection of life. And they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. And this is something that really, because we live in a dimension of time, so we cannot understand the dimension of eternity. But God is like eternal in all things. You know, we always say everything I did, I'm doing, or I will do. God doesn't say that. He says, I am, I am, I am. He's always in the present. He's always the I am. And so that's a dimension that we don't understand. But to imagine to be placed in the dimension of endlessness, where time, there's no, I received a 5-year sentence. Oh, this is so long. And the flames are there, and the cries are endless. And they're just ringing in my ears, the cries, and my own cries. And the fire, it just continues, and there's nothing quenching it. It's not a sentence of a time. It just goes on and on. It's something we cannot understand, because we live in the dimension of time. Everything is ruled by time for us. Imagine being resurrected to, I don't know you, but Lord, I know you. I preached in your name. No, I don't know you. You didn't preach in my name. You didn't do anything in my name. I don't know you. See, so Jesus is saying that, as he told the Jews through Jesus' words, you can be a nominal Christian. You can be a Christian just by name and never have the power of Christ living in me. To resurrect to a sentence of damnation. Why? Because my deeds were evil. The man that came to Jesus, he said, I did all those things. I did all the law. He said, okay, sell everything you have and come follow me. The spirit of the law was totally missed by this young man, this young ruler. It was missed. The spirit of the law was missed. He followed the law, but he missed the spirit of it. And he was sad. And he walked away. Do we know what the spirit of the law is when Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you? Love your enemies. Do good to those who despitefully use you. There's a spirit there. It's not a letter that can be followed by any of us. There's a spirit there. And that can only be found through searching the scriptures. In all of scriptures, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, everywhere, God the Father, God the Spirit, the prophets of old, the apostles, all words point to Jesus Christ. If you're going to search the scriptures and you're going to look for him, he's there. The question is now the battle of the wills. Our battles are fought with our will. That's where the battle is. Will we yield to a Savior such as ours? The Jews wanted no part of him. They wanted no part of him. He says, I receive no honor from men. He didn't need man to come and to put that crown on him. You're our king. We're going to honor you as our king. Go fight our battles. Get rid of Rome and that evil empire that we're subject to. We're going to honor you as a king. I don't receive honor from man. I don't need that honor. You know, a lot of times we seek honor from man. We like to show what we do. We like to show off. We like to show off in our doing of good things. And in doing so, Jesus said, you've already received your reward now. What? Someone said, whoa, look what he did. Wow. When you did it to be seen, you were seen. You were. And you received your reward. And the reward was, wow. Okay? Your reward is done. It's over. You're not going to get any more. And so, and in doing that deed, we miss the spirit of doing that good deed. We miss the spirit of the law. Do good to those who despitefully use you. Love your enemies. And so, dear ones, as we go through this portion of Scripture, the saddest words of our Lord, I think, as we read all of the words in Scripture, the words that are in red, to me, it just hits me so hard oftentimes. He says, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. So you're reading the word. You think you have life in the Scriptures, but you're bypassing me. But yet the very words that are in there are testifying of me. And he says, and you will not come to me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. You're dead right now. My friends, you're dead. And you won't come to Jesus for life. You don't want it. You don't want life. You choose death. Well, the resurrection will take place, and you will resurrect to damnation. And it is then that all nominal Christians by name, who could quote book, chapter, and verse like the best of them, missed the spirit of the law entirely, didn't know Jesus. Those who heard of Jesus, he wasn't attractive enough for them. They never did surrender their life to him. They will resurrect to a damnation that is eternal. Those that found Jesus will resurrect to an eternity of life. Life seeing the face of the one whom the angels adore, whom you and I, once we know him, adore him. If you don't adore him, it's because you don't know him. If we don't adore our Lord as the angels do, worship him, then we don't know him. And that's not a sentence right now that we have no chance now. No, that's, what does Jesus always say? Learn of me. Learn of me. Repent. Come back. And I will give you life. May God bless his word. Amen.
God's desire is that no man would be lost, but that all would come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. His desire for all man to be saved was so strong that he sent his only begotten Son, that who would ever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And so God brought forth his word. He brought forth his word through Jesus Christ, and that word went forth. And Jesus says, search the Scriptures. We heard that message tonight. Search the Scriptures. The Bible says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All of it. It's given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, and it's for instruction in righteousness. Throughout history, there's been an issue with man trying to establish their own righteousness. That has happened all along, before Christ and after Christ. The Apostle Paul says that he prayed for Israel because they had a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Righteousness comes from the Word of God, not by a man's definition of righteousness, but from the Word of God. That's what the Bible here says. And the Apostle Paul recognized this, and he says that I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, but all of that is, I count but dung. He says that I might, and being found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. The righteousness which is of God by faith. This is what we need to look for in the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. We need to yield ourselves to the righteousness of God found in the Scriptures, not according to man. Not according to man. Let's not fall into that trap. That's been found over and over, that men fall into that trap of defining their own righteousness. Jesus says, search the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures to find his righteousness and yield ourselves to his righteousness. Moses came, he brought a law. Jesus came from heaven and brought God's divine word to each and every one of us. And so the Bible here says, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, Moses, much more shall we not escape if we turn from him that speaketh from heaven. Let's yield ourselves to the righteousness of God. Amen.